just make it more powerful as well, I think. And also, a big reason for it as well for me was for that, so that victors could actually fight for themselves and take control of this, because we're relying at the minute on the MICA Action Committee, who, by the way, are a voluntary committee who work so hard. They've been working for years and years, retired members and current members of it. And I just want to thank them as well, you know, for what they do. Committees usually are a thankless job, but I know that people do appreciate what they're doing. But I just thought that we can all come together, and if we just send our pictures in, we're fighting our own fight. We're sending them to politicians. And I think if you take control of your own problem, it gives you a bit of courage as well to, and a bit of calmness maybe to deal with it. It's impossible, really. You know, the fact that you have to have €6,000 for the testing to prove that you have MICA when your gable ends lying on the street or your cornerstones are hanging off, you know, I do think it's very unfair. And I think especially after a year of COVID, with people on payments, with parents not working, families not working, that they're not in a position to pay this money. And I think it's very, very unfair to expect it. And it's also why there's been such a small intake of the scheme, is because they're not in a position to do it. But they're living in fear, seeing their houses deteriorate while they're inside.